Rabotai, Boker Tov. So, first of all, to Tefillot, to Eretz Israel, it's fireworks. Now it's north, Lebanon, Hashem Yishmor. A lot of people are in shelters. So, we need Siyata Dishmaya, Be'ezrat Hashem, Tefillot. So, next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, Tuesday, we do say Tachanun. Even though usually on Wednesday we don't say Tachanun. Right? Wednesday Mincha, we don't say Tachanun. In Slichot we say. Usually any day we don't say Tachanun, the day before also we don't. Here, on Tuesday we would say Tachanun by Mincha. Because anyway, Slichot also we say Tachanun. Erev Rosh Hashanah Be'ezrat Hashem. And there is a Minhag, as Ben Yishai also brings, to fast. It says Shana, a year that starts Mireshit Hashana ad Acharit Hashana. Reshit is written without Aleph. So that's Rosh. Rosh means Fagir, Zaif. It's a year that starts with, so to speak, weakness. It's going to be Acharit Shalom. So therefore, this is the source of fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. Next Wednesday. So whoever could fast the whole day, Chebeta. If not, in our yeshiva, there was a recurrent till Chatzot to fast. And as the Ben Yishai brings, right, a person is not right to put Bolanshan Sahari Bukhara. Right? But drinking, it's okay. So we could have, Wednesday morning, we come Selichot early. Before Amud HaShachar, coffee we could have, but we cannot eat. And again, if a person could fast the whole day, Chevetar, right, it's better. If not, at least till Chatzot. And then there is a minhag to go to, some people get a minhag to go to Bet HaGavarot, Beheshti Yemiran, and again, Kohanim, they have to know that, they're not allowed to go. Kohanim, it's asur for them to go to Bedek Farod unless Rachmana Letzlan, there is a burial, etc. of Shiva Krovim. So other ones, it's a minhag. Minhag to go, and also when the idea of going to Bedek Farod is to become an anav, person has to see this is where everybody is going to end up. So to do Shuvah, and also if it's to go to Kibbutz Hadirim, they go to ask them to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven on our behalf. This is Kibbutz Hadirim. And Tisporet, it's good before Rosh Hashanah to get a haircut. I mean, you don't have to wait till the Ben Yishai says, you should do, if you want to get a haircut, before Chatzot, Kabbalistically. You could do it earlier also. Baruch Hashem, I see a lot of people already got haircuts. בנוהג שבעולם כשאדם הולך למשפט, אפילו אם הוא אדם חשוב, אינו יוצא בגדים מיוחדים ויפים. Usually he doesn't want to go to court. In America it's different. The past, they would not go well-dressed and shaven. But here we are, right, what are we doing? Because we want to usually go in a way that the judge would have rahmanut on us. But here, אנחנו בטוחים בחסדו של הבורא. We are confident of the חסדים והקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוציא אותנו זכאים בדין. ולכן נוהגים אנו להסתפר בראש השנה, וללבוש בגדים יפים. Right? We get dressed, לבשר פולוחורי, לכבוד יום הקדוש, כדי להראות ביטחוננו. Because we want to show our trust to הקדוש ברוך הוא. That he's going to be Be'ezrat Hashem for everybody. L'chaim tovim u'l'shalom la'altar. So, but they say, b'chol zot, lo yilbash begadim miyuchadim midai. But he shouldn't put his, wear his top suit, right? Because it's Yom Gadol Gadol Menorah. Because it is, right? It's, it's in Tehillim, it says, samar mipachtecha besari. ומשפטיך יראתי. Right, אדם בדנש מראש שיח משהו, אז תארס. יום הדינם. So therefore, he should not do the fanciest suit that he has, but it should be a nice one. And he said to get a haircut, preferably if a person didn't do it before, to do it before Chatzot. Rabotai, I keep saying we live in a very lucky generation. You know, we say in Selichot, Beterem Shoharim Aragin Mitocho Hashem Melech, and then we say the last one, we say, Ve'et, we say, Ubachino Yetzurim Alei Arotzot Hashem Malach, Ve'et Yechabetz Nefutzim Ma'arba Tefutzot Hashem Yiloch Olam Va'et. What are we saying? Ve'et Yechabetz, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechabetz, he brings together Nefutzim, the scattered Jews, Ma'arba Kanfot, Ma'arba Tefutzot, from all corners of the world, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'et. Baruch Hashem, we are zochet to be in a generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechabetz Nefutzim. It never happened in the past that, Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gathered Klal Yisrael, most of Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. This is totally unprecedented. All these people that, they are anti-Medina, anti-Zionism, etc., I could understand. Right, because it's a Zionism, it's a political movement that was really against Hashem, right? But nobody would deny that this is et yekabetz nefutzim arba tefutzot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought together the Jews for the first time in history, ma'arba tefutzot, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us Eretz Yisrael, and we have to. This is Yimloch Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed. And we hope that that through all what's happening, the Malchut of Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed, is going to be by soon by Yom HaWu Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We have to realize we are in a very, very lucky generation. It says, "B'shuv Hashem et Shivat Zion Hayinu Kecholmim Az Yemaleh Sechok Pinu." It's very funny that all these generations of tzaddikim, right, we're not zochet to this, and we, Doraf Yetomim are zochet to see these nisim v'niflaot. Inshallah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yamshich et ha-nisim v'niflaot ad that Tavshin Pei Hei should be Tehei Shanat Pidyon Hashalem. V'ezrat Hashem, we want the complete redemption. Amen. Rabbi Hananya ben Arashia Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.